Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We are on the second chapter of The Strange Death of Captain America. So let's get back to the story.
Alright, so in the very next issue, issue 111, we are introduced to a carnival, looks like. Festival? Not entirely sure. I'm going to assume a carnival.
Festively.
Oh, it's arcade. Duh. Penny arcades.
Oh, because the fortune teller person.
Yeah. Which, every time I see that, can't help but think of Big.
Yep. That's exactly what I thought of.
Great movie. We see Captain America getting a fortune from the fortune teller.
Tomorrow you live. Tonight.
Oh, I die.
Tonight I die.
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, it does. It will later. But as he is getting this fortune from the fortune teller, we see in the background all of these carnival goers start taking guns out from a bunch of different hiding spots, I guess. Because I guarantee that you can't have a Tommy gun hidden under your jacket like that guy in the corner did. But Cap is able to see their reflections in the glass, and he jumps out of the way. He also yells that it's a trap. He makes a comment saying that he was supposed to meet Nick Fury here at this carnival, this arcade. But then he makes a comment here after he realizes it's a trap. He's like, no wonder Nick's voice sounded different. Well, then why would you go if you know it's a trap?
If you thought something was up, why would you leave?
Because you're at the bar.
Sounds legit.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
But so he costumes up, really just takes off his trench coat.
Yeah, reminds me of a Ninja Turtle with a shield on his back.
Ha! Nice. But that's the easiest way to put it. I mean...
Yeah, but really, would it really hide under your trench coat?
Like, why do you have a weird hump in
your back? I mean, yeah, I was going to say, to be fair, when he's not... When you don't know what's under there, he looks like he's just a normal
Well, except for
man.
The fact that his blue pants and red boots would be sticking out the bottom of his trench coat.
Again, it's his power. He's able to change clothes so quickly, you don't notice it.
He doesn't even need a phone booth.
Yeah, exactly. But one of the Hydra henchmen points out that, you know, we're always gonna come after you. You're always a sitting duck as long as we know your true identity, which is why I made the comment with the MPs previously.
Not like, knowing
how did they not
right.
know? Yeah. And Cap's like, he realizes they're right. You know, as long as the world knows that I'm Steve Rogers, you know, I'm never safe.
What?
I also call them small potatoes. Listen here, you small potatoes.
You're just small potatoes. Madam Hydra's the one I want.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best insult ever.
But yeah, so he's trying to get the information out of one of the guys as another one jumps the bar to attack him. And Cap throws his shield back so the guy runs into his shield face first. Which is funny, because in doing so, he's got three guns pointed right at him. I don't know why they're not shooting, but whatever. You know.
It's because it's Captain America, bro.
It's something.
Wait, we can't shoot until he's ready.
Edler's note. The copies that we read had a page missing, so just a quick recap of what's going on there. Cap escapes. Alright, end of recap. Back to the episode.
We then pan over to Madame Hydra herself. She is in a hidden torchlit chamber. And by torchlit, they mean the Hydra agents are holding the torches.
I'm really confused by this. So they have futuristic ray guns, but they're still holding torches to light rooms.
It's the 60s. I mean, it's happened. I'm just kidding. But we see Madame Hydra. Basically, she's getting ready to start a new plan, which she hands a Hydra agent this piece of paper that she says... Actually, what does she say is on it?
The warrant of death.
It's a piece of paper that once it contacts this guy's hand, it releases this vapor that apparently kills him.
He reacts to its own heat of his body.
Yeah. But apparently this guy, he allowed Cap to escape their trap. And so she's punishing him. And this is their way of punishing him. We next go back to the Avengers headquarters. And this is where you're talking about how his body is longer than.
So he's showing him film
or his
in the
Yeah, he's showing Rick, or I'm sorry, Cap is showing Rick films of them, Bucky and him together
adventuring,
and it's like, you need to pay attention. You need to know what you're up against and how you should fight. He's just trying to instill in Rick the dangers of this job if he really wants to do it. And Rick is just, he's being short with him. He's like, I can do it, like, whatever, just let's just go.
Let me do it, right?
Yeah, it's like, let me just show you. I don't need you. He's basically, he feels like Cap is
babying him.
That, also comparing him to Bucky. But then he decides that, well, let's go work out in the gym. Let's just go do some training. In which Rick is all for. So.
Then Cap has another flashback.
It's just, he has a memory of how excited Bucky was back in the day. Which then you look at this flashback and Bucky's like barely a foot shorter than Rick. Yeah.
You know, it's at the same height and weight at all.
Yeah, well, comics. So you get Rick, he's super excited. He wants to show Cap what he's been doing. And so he uses the pommel horse and leaps over it.
How's this, mister?
I've been practicing it for days. You literally just grabbed the handles and jumped over it. But Cap, in his suppleness, I guess, because I'm pretty sure Cap has no idea how to deal with kids.
No.
I mean, Bucky, he grew up with Bucky, but...
Right.
Because he's like, you get an A for effort, lad, but you forgot the most important thing. We're doing combat gymnastics. What's the freaking difference?
It explains it, though. It's, you have to land in such a way that you're instantly ready to attack.
Which he does. He shows Rick what he does. Right. So he jumps over it. He, let's see here. Watch me. Be ready to change direction in a split second. And when you land, hug the ground. So you'll be a tough target for anyone with a bead on you. And then use your momentum to spring upright fast, ready to move. By not breaking stride, you keep your opponent off balance. The whole trick is to immediately switch from defense to offense so that only you can know what's coming next. And he goes through this giant, basically, routine.
It's floor exercise from the Olympics.
Basically, ultimately, yeah.
A weird.
Do a front handspring.
And Rick's just like, he was super excited to do all this stuff, and now he's like, no, I'm good. I'm just tired. I'm gonna go back to my room. And Cap's just like, I don't know how to deal with this kid. He's just, everything he does, he thinks he's letting Rick down. Rick thinks he's letting Cap down. They're both just worthless. I don't know. But so Cap decides he's just going to head out for a while. In doing so, he leaves Rick at Avengers headquarters by himself. We pan forward a couple hours, and there's a ring at the doorbell. And then somebody apparently slipped a note under the door. Now, I've always been told not to open up packages that were not addressed to me.
That's illegal, sir.
Exactly. So what does Rick do when he gets a letter that's addressed to Captain America?
Of course he opens it.
Yeah.
He's going to open it. Captain America Urgent, that means Rick Jones, Urgent.
Yeah, exactly. So he opens it up, and this gas comes out of it. I guess it's kind of like...
LSD.
Yeah, I was going to say acid, but LSD probably works out better.
Oh, so this slide of this, all this, like, Grim Reaper stuff is all in his head?
Yes.
Okay.
I
was like, what's going on?
He's having a trip.
Yeah, he's going freaking crazy, because you can see right here, he's, you know, sweating like a pig. But then he sees the vision of Bucky melting away, and Bucky's telling him to run away or something. I don't know. He's fed up with being compared to Bucky. He's like, I'm the one that's still alive. Bucky, you're dead. I don't care what you have to say anymore. You can't control me. But he ultimately passes out. And these two Hydra agents open up the door, and they're trying to get Captain America. But they obviously got Rick Jones, and they just drag him out. And they're saying that, you know, we have to hurry in case someone comes back. Which at the exact same moment, Steve Rogers does come back. And he hears a door slam as he's getting back up into the room. he sees something on the floor, and he picks it up, and it's an envelope. I like this. It's an envelope addressed to me. Rick must have opened it. And he's totally okay with that.
No, this is fine.
Because there was nothing in the envelope. It was all just a ruse to get the gas in there.
Right.
Then he hears footsteps running outside. And apparently, again, this is what you're talking about before, how they just jump from point A to point B.
Right.
He puts together that Rick Jones has been captured.
Well, the thing is, like, he also smells the odor himself.
He does.
Yet nothing happens to him. But then later, it does affect him.
I guess it does say strange, pungent odor.
And where is Rick?
Huh. Okay, yeah.
Like, that should have affected him then, if he could smell it.
Maybe the super soldier serum gives him immunity to strange, pungent odors?
No. The Marvel.
Nope.
The
That's somebody different. Yep.
At his. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which will. I got some stuff on that one. But he rushes downstairs and he's able to stop some before they can actually get away. But as he is fighting one of the guys that is behind the car, the other two hop in and they speed away with Rick Jones in the background. In the
backseat.
Backseat, yeah. The passenger Hydra agent, you know, takes his gun out and shoots his friend so that he can't tell Cap where they're going.
Okay.
Pretty messed up.
Yeah. It's like they shot one of their own just to silence him.
See, I understood. I read that, and I was like, I didn't realize that the frame before it, that's what that person was doing.
Yeah.
And he blames himself for Rick getting captured when Rick was just dumb.
Yeah.
Because he goes, it's all my fault. I'm like, no.
Well, because even that, in the very next thing, he said, I should never have given them my secret identity. Same, you know, he was a war captain. Like, he was in World War II.
Two.
As Captain America. Everybody knew who Steve Rogers was back then. It's, yeah, he got frozen and brought back, but of course he could make national news. It really wasn't his choice to keep his identity secret.
Right.
No.
So Rick gets taken back to the, I guess, the torch-lit secret hideout of Madame Hydra. I like this. The spectral ray reveals he's carrying no hidden weapons.
Wait, no, was he going to carry it on his thigh?
I mean, all they had to do was check him. I mean...
Oh, no, you got to check his skeleton, too. Yeah, make sure there's nothing on his skeleton.
It's like smuggling drugs. You never know where it's going to be.
Yeah.
That's fair. So they decide to just get rid of him because he is no... Outside of getting Cap where they want him to go, he means nothing to them. So they're going to get rid of him, but apparently Rick was just faking being knocked out.
Until they put him down.
as soon as he puts me down, I'll make my break. Which I figure you want to wait till they get out of the room before you make your break. But
I'm like, oh, I'm tired of carrying him. Like, you didn't really carry him that far, and it's a teenager.
Why not rest for a while? The disposal room can wait. It's like, really?
It's the worst villains ever.
They're henchmen, man.
They make us wear these stupid suits.
Yeah. But he escapes. He's trying to get out to warn Cap not to go to back to the arcade because Cap's going to head back there because that's where he got the first clue of what's happening today. So he's hoping that there's more clues there. As he walks in, which I'm assuming, he knows it's going to be a trap, right?
You think he would just... Yeah.
Because it was a trap the first time. So he decides to go back and yet somehow still gets caught in this bear trap. Which I do appreciate that they had the leg cut out on this bear trap. You know, they don't want to...
For your ankle.
Yeah. Heaven forbid they want... They're trying to kill the guy. They don't want to cripple him. I mean, come on. So, he hears these footsteps, again, with the whole dialogue in the head, like he did with the Hulk.
I stumbled into a trap. Behind me, muffled footsteps. Getting closer. Closer.
I threw myself forward just in time. It's like, who talks like that in their own head?
And then, pyong.
It's a giant metal man. What does he call himself? Oh, the man killer.
The man killer.
Created for one purpose only, to destroy the enemies of Hydra. But him and Cap start getting into a giant fight. Rick is able to get outside of that hideout. And he knows he has to get to the arcade to try and stop Cap from whatever is happening to him. At the same time, Madame Hydra is on the way to the arcade to make sure Cap gets capped.
Hey, nice.
I did that.
Nice.
I did that. The Man Killer is just, you know, pummeling Captain America. And Cap is... He needs room to fight and to maneuver, so he's decides to run up to the roof. The Man Killer follows, and Cap is able to sort of get the upper hand. He knocks the Man Killer off the roof of this building, and he goes falling to the ground. I guess gets destroyed on the sidewalk. They don't really say. He's basically in these three pages and gone.
That's really weird.
He sees Madame Hydra down on the street, and then he hears Rick Jones, you know, warning him. Oh, and apparently...
he does die.
Well, hold on. The
Man Killer dies.
Oh, yeah. Does he die?
Yeah, because it says, vents open up with miniature missiles inside them. If I can block them with my shield, cause them to backfire.
That's right. Thank you for that one. But he sees Rick on the street as well. And apparently, just by Rick escaping Hydra, this proves that he can handle himself, I guess. But then he hears gunfire all around him. He says, I'm trapped. Now it's my turn to prove myself. And he goes jumping off of the roof into the water as all of these Hydra agents are just firing from every freaking angle, literally riddling him with bullets. And everybody sees this. We see Rick all saddened and trying to figure out why Cap would leap into the bullets. This Hydra agent with this mustache, which throws me every time I saw that picture.
The shadows on his lips.
No, that's a mustache.
No.
Yes, that's a straight up mustache. Maybe. Maybe. No, maybe it's shadows. It looks like a mustache. But just seeing him, I get a chuckle every time. But he says that he's done for. He's collapsed in midair. Like, and all of their shots apparently went right through, you know, shot him, went right through him. And then Madame Hydra is like, all right, we hear police. Let's all get out of here. Our job is done. And the cops show up, and they say that it's too late, but they see something floating in the water. So they get the grappling rods quickly, and they start to try and pull out whatever's in there, and they come across...
A bullet-riddled costume?
The costume, his helmet, and then they also find a mask, which apparently is the mask has the features of Steve Rogers.
It's like the Shroud of Turin.
And now they're questioning who the real Captain America was.
Well, who's he standing with in the background of that last frame?
I think it's like just a cop.
He's got like a jacket on.
Because cops don't wear jackets?
Well, none of the other ones have jackets on.
I don't know. Just saying. I don't know who it is. Just a shadowy guy.
Here's Alfred. Alfred? He's come over to this universe.
Not enough.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the last chapter of The Strange Death of Captain America.